I call this meeting of the Committee on Ethics to order. We do have a quorum present. Before we get to our agenda, I would like to go through a few housekeeping items for today's hearing. Everyone here must be seated when they are in the hearing room. There will be no standing or sitting in the walkways or aisles. If you need further accommodation, please communicate with the sergeant's staff. Signs aren't permitted in the hearing room or at the testifiers table. Please leave signs outside. Clapping and other disruptions aren't allowed. And thank you to our sergeant's office staff for your help today. So today, members, we are holding this meeting to adopt ethics procedures that will be used to address the ethics complaints that have been submitted to this committee. You should have a copy of the procedures in your committee packets. The document is labeled House Committee on Ethics Rules of Procedure. There are copies available for the public. Are there any questions regarding the rules of procedure that are being proposed? Chair Davids.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move the House Committee on Ethics Rules of Procedure, which will be identified as JD-Ethics Rules.
Chair Davids moves adoption of the House Committee on Ethic Rules of Procedure, JD-Ethics Rules. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. The motion prevails. So the other thing we wanted to talk about is the meeting that we have scheduled for this Friday, May 1st. That's when we will hold the probable cause hearing for each complaint as laid out in the House rules. Chair Davids will have the gavel, and we have prepared a scheduling order to inform all the relevant parties of what to expect at the hearing. And in your committee packets, you do have a document titled Probable Cause Hearing Schedule. Do we have any questions regarding that scheduling document? Representative Myers.
Thank you, Chair Mueller. Just was looking at a few of the documents here, and in regards to the time frames specified here, that's going to be the time frame for all presentation, both for witnesses, respondents, petitioner. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Any other questions? All right, and then I just wanted to read too so people know what to expect. So we've got respondents and complainants may submit evidence, briefs, or other relevant documents for consideration by 10 a.m. Wednesday, April 29th to the committee administrators. Respondents must also provide names of any witnesses they're going to call by that same time. And then any submissions that are proposed after that time will be at the discretion of the chairs. Any questions about that? All right. And then for the public, all documents that have been discussed today will be posted online for the public after we adjourn. And then sometimes we get questions from members of the public about either submitting complaints to this committee or participating in this process before us. And I just wanted the public to know that we have a house rule that governs that. It's House Rule 6.10. It's a very specific process for complaints to be submitted. They have to be submitted by members of the body. Not members of the public, and there is no opportunity for the public to submit documents or present here. Again, this is all governed by the House rules and the rules that we adopted today. Any questions about that from any members? All right, seeing none, that concludes today's agenda, and this meeting is adjourned.